It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
You probably never heard of Johnny Ring, at least not of the Johnny Ring which I'm speaking of, for Johnny isn't very famous. He did very little which our world considers worthy of fame. Nevertheless, the story of Johnny Ring needs to be passed on. Johnny lived during the war between the states. When a company of soldiers was being organized in the area in which Johnny lived, Johnny asked to be a part of it. However, the captain who was organizing the company had other thoughts. In his thinking, Johnny was too young and too little. The captain refused to take the boy into his group. But Johnny was persistent. If he couldn't be a soldier, he could be a soldier's helper. He asked to go along as the servant of the captain. Following some discussion, the captain agreed to take the boy along as his servant. He liked the boy's desire. "You will be a better soldier if I can help you take care of some of your things," Johnny said. Well, Johnny was a good servant. He kept the captain's boots polished, his tent neat, and his sword shining. But while Johnny was a good servant, he had his differences with his captain. Johnny had promised his mother before she died that he would read the Bible every night. Now, this didn't set well with the captain, for he was an avowed atheist. Johnny would read his Bible in the captain's tent each night before he went to bed. One night, the captain ordered Johnny never to read the Bible in his tent again. Johnny continued to read, often reading while the captain was not in the tent. The troops under the command of the captain were surprised by the enemy one day and forced to retreat across a bridge. The Confederate forces set the bridge on fire. Suddenly, in the midst of battle, Johnny Ring was seen running across the burning bridge. Soldiers on both sides held their fire. Very shortly, the bridge engulfed in flames. They watched as Johnny Ring ran back across, carrying the prized sword of his captain in his hands. As Johnny reached the side where the captain was, he fell to the ground with clothes on fire. Some of the soldiers managed to get the fire out, but it wasn't long before Johnny Ring was dead. After Johnny was buried, the captain began to think seriously about Johnny Ring and his Christian faith. Maybe the faith that Johnny had would help him be like Johnny. And it wasn't too long until the captain embraced the faith of Johnny and claimed the Carpenter of Galilee as his master. Nearly 15 years later, he became a Baptist minister. During his ministry, he founded Temple University, the Temple University Medical Center, and all told raised $11 million for Christian causes. More than once, when questioned about his long hours of work, he would say, "I have to live two lives, mine and Johnny Ring's. Johnny died for me." Like we said, you probably never heard of Johnny Ring. Maybe you have heard of Johnny's captain. His name was Russell Conwell, and he was the founder of Temple University.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.